week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Merry Christmas to you. What a great time of the year. Not only this time of the year, but every day with Jesus is a brighter and a brighter day. And I do wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'm so glad that God's given us the honor and the privilege to sit before the mic each Sunday morning in this past year. Oh, I know there was times that we could not be with you, but we may not have been with you physically, but we were with you spiritually, because we're always thinking about you and thinking about Jesus Christ. Oh, what a privilege, not only this time of the year, but every day. David said, it's the day the Lord hath made, and we can rejoice, and we can be glad therein. A little boy asked me a question. He said, Tommy, why can't people enjoy Christmas every day? Well, I'm going to try to answer that in just a moment, but right now, let's go back and listen to some more of this beautiful Christmas music. He put on humanity that we might put on divinity. He became the Son of Man that we might become the sons of God. He was born in a supernatural way, lived in poverty, and was reared in obscurity. He had neither wealth nor influence. But yet the wisdom of men has never matched his wisdom. Never has a man spoke like this man. He startles a king. As a boy, he stunned the theologians with his knowledge and his wisdom. For he was taught of God. In manhood, he ruled the elements and quieted a raging sea. He healed the multitudes without medicine. He fed thousands from a little boy's lunch. Even demons obeyed him, and he gave back life to those who died. He never wrote a book, yet none of the libraries of the world could contain the books that have been written about him. He never wrote a song, yet he was furnished with a theme of more songs than all songs written combined. He never founded a college, yet all the colleges together cannot boast of as many students as he has. He never marshaled an army, yet no leader has ever had more volunteers. Great men have come and gone, yet he lives on. Herod could not kill him. Satan could not tempt him. Death could not destroy him. The grave could not hold him. He laid aside his purple robe for a peasant's gown. He was rich, yet for our sakes he becomes poor. He slept in another's manger. He rode on another's donkey. He was buried in another grave. He conquered death and rose on the third day, as he had said he would. He ascended to heaven and is now at the right hand of the throne of God. One day he will return with power and great glory. He will judge the world when every knee shall bow to him and every tongue shall confess him as Lord. But his enemies seeking for a place to hide from his face. He is the perfect one, the only one who can satisfy the soul. He gives everlasting life to those who love him and obey his commandments. He is altogether lovely. He is my Savior. Well, I say praise the Lord. I thank you for your support this past year. One more week, we'll be beginning a brand new year. And you've really been good. You've kept Something to Believe In into the homes, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever our voices can carry. And we've been able to be successful for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're glad for you, because without you, that would not have been possible. Well, again, I say to you, Merry Christmas and a very happy and a prosperous new year. Well, let's do this song right here. I think it's a beautiful song, and it tells a great story, and I know that you're going to enjoy One Day at a Time.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. show me the stairway. I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today, do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving. It's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time. That's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me one day at a time. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Well, that's an old song, but it's a good song. I'm sorry we don't have any Christmas music to play for you today. But I'll tell you, any song is a Christmas song, isn't it? Because it magnifies and lifts up the Lord. And I think that we can all relate with that song. It is One Day at a Time. And now we're going to go and listen to this beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, thorns were on his head. Blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he loved me.
Yes, sir. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Don't Martha do a great job on that song? Well, that's not brag. That's just facts. And I know that she's blessed the hearts of many, many people on her radio audience. And I tried to get her to be with me today, but Martha's not much for radio. She'll sing, but she don't like to get on the radio and talk. But anyhow, she wishes you a happy and prosperous Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year's. And we would like to say that we appreciate all the cards and the gifts toward the ministry. Maybe you haven't gotten yours out yet. But it's not too late, because this ministry is very important to a lot of people, and we appreciate that. We realize that a lot of people cannot support, but then again, a lot of people can. So if you have been able to support, we certainly appreciate you, and I hope that we can continue to have your support in the coming year. All right, let's get another song on here. Well, we're going to let Martha come right back and do another song for us. It says, "Oh, what a day." It is a what a day when Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that that's lost.
It's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransomed choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Matthew said in chapter 1, verse 23, "For behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." He was more than a carpenter. Of all the days, of all the holidays in the year, I think you will agree with me, that Christmas is the greatest. It seems to bring a laughter and a cheer and a joy. It brings back a union back among the families. It brings back union into our churches. Seem like people are shaking hands that never shook hands before, and all the grudges are gone, and choirs are singing, plays are going on, and so many things are happening. It seemed like that Christmas is a time that brings all these things out. Now, I realize that it also brings about a lot of grief. It brings about a lot of memories. It brings back a lot of sadness. But after all, child of God, look up, because one day we'll spend Christmas in eternity with our loved ones. But anyhow, I'd like to ask the question on this Christmas season. What makes Jesus so different? You see, Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago, very poor family, didn't have a lot of the riches that a lot of people have today. He was born in one of the smallest countries of the world. Yet it's a name that is known above every name throughout all the world. I went back through some of the history about the historians who made statements about this man called Jesus, and I just kind of jotted them down and wanted to pass them your way. Here's what H.G. Wells said, a historian, who was asked a question, who left the greatest impression in history? He said, if one would judge a person's greatness by historical standards, then Jesus stands above all. And then Kenneth Scott made this statement, another historian, as the centuries have passed, the evidence is still accumulating that Jesus is the most influential life that was ever lived on this earth, and that his influence appears to be mounting more every day. Praise the Lord for that, because Jesus will never die. Ernest Renan made this statement, Jesus was the greatest religious genius that ever lived. His beauty is eternal. His reign shall never end. Jesus is ever respected. He is unique in every means, and nothing can compare to this man called Jesus. All history would be totally incomprehensible without Jesus Christ. So then again, we ask the question, what makes Jesus so much different than everyone else? Well, why does the name of Jesus seem like it upsets so many people? Of all the great men that ever lived, Jesus caused people to become irritated. Why is it that Buddha and Muhammad and Confucian does not offend the people? It's because these were gods that man had made. But Jesus Christ was a God-man. The Bible calls him many times the Lord Jesus Christ. The name Jesus means Jehovah, the Lord that saves. He was also called the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ tells us that he was the Anointed One. He was sent by God, placed in the womb of a Virgin Mary. You see, the blood that was placed within the body of Christ was not put there by human being. It was put there by God. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible said, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The scriptures attribute to the characteristics of Jesus, the only one who could be the only true and the living God. Notice in John 1:1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. See, he is omnipotent. Omnipotent means he has power and authority without limit. Hebrews 1:8 tells us that he is present at all time. Notice what the Bible said, thy throne, O God, is forever and forever. Matthew 28:20 tells us he is omniscient. In other words, he knows all things. In 1 John 5:11, he gives us eternal life. The Bible said, and this then is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. So on this Christmas season, what makes Christmas different? It seems to be an atmosphere that you cannot escape. There's bells ringing on every corner, laughter and joy of the children, not only exchanging gifts and receiving gifts, but receiving a gift that you would not want to return, because God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it good today on this Christmas season that we can know Jesus Christ in the free pardons of sin? Yes, he was different. He was different from all other gods. He was different from all other person, and he's still different today. He brings joy into the hearts of those who are sad. He brings gladness into the hearts of those who have been saddened. He brings joy back to a home where a home has been split and divided apart. He brings healing to the bodies. He brings deliverance to the captive. The Bible said He sets at liberty those who have been bruised and bound. The Bible said He is the everlasting Christ. With many infallible proofs, He went to the tomb. He laid there for 3 days, but He rose victoriously over hell, death, and the grave. You say, what is Christmas all about, preacher? Christmas is about the resurrection. Because Paul went on to say later on, if there be no resurrection, then is our preaching in vain. It's not only about the life and the death of Christ, but it's about the resurrection. Christmas brings about a resurrection. It tells us about a living Jesus, not one who is wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, but He tells us about how He had grown up and how He'd walked among men, healed the sick, opened the blinded eyes, called the lame to leap with joy. He brought a joy throughout the world that had never known. That's why the angels sing to the shepherds that night, a joy to the world, for the Lord is come. Oh, holy, holy is the night of Christ. We sing the song, Silent Night, Oh, Holy Night. And the day is still the same. It's never changed. Christmas is a time that will never cease because of resurrection. If there be no resurrection, He came forth from the grave. That's what makes our Christmas such a reality, because we do not serve a dead God. We serve a living Savior. Choirs will be singing. People will be talking this season. But you know the sad part about Christmas? The young boy asked a question. Why couldn't it last? I asked the same question. Why can't we be happy 365 days a year? Why do we have to have wars? Why does all these things happen? You see, we don't understand them. There's many whys in our life. Jesus even cried from the cross, Why, my God, hath thou forsaken us? We will ask ourselves many questions. Why do these things have to happen? But child of God, look up. It's Christmas time not only in the world, but it's Christmas times in our heart. Because Jesus lived, we shall live also. The Bible said there will be a resurrection. The trump of God will sound. You talking about a Christmas Sunday, there will be a Christmas day when the graves burst asunder, when those that have died in Christ will be resurrected to the newness of life. They will go home to ever be with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's much to rejoice about, not only this Christmas season, because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day up on the street. And I watched Him as He healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And He loved the little children. I can see them as they sat up on His knee. Oh, how can they hurt Him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes, he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing me. One who walked upon the sea, I was watching from the shores. And I heard Him tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more. And all I ever knew of Him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. looks like to me he's crying.
Mama, see the man.
In a few more minutes, he'll be dying. Mama, see the man.
Our Father, we do call to you at the throne of grace, and we ask for your guidance, for your love, and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness that you've given us down through this year. We pray for those, God, who are lost and undone. We pray, Father, for those who are grieved. And we pray most of all that some soul will find Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. Though we don't know the answer, but God's word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the graveside and her loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears. Well, neighbor, I better cut in right there. I see the clock on the wall says it's about time for us to leave here. To be with us this morning, we'll be having cantata at the Painter's Chapel, and I know you're going to enjoy this. And then tonight, we'll be having at James Chapel, we'll be having the same cantata, have a little refreshments after that. But most of all, we'd love you to come by and see us and be with us in our worship. Well, goodbye, be good, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.